it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Do you have a question?
There's breaking news out of T-Town that I sent my mother, and she's so upset.
T-Town is Topeka?
We all had these staples growing up where you would eat from time to time that only reminds you of growing up. As an adult, you would never eat there. Sometimes you drive by and you're like, oh, I remember going there as a kid.
Showbiz Pizza?
Yes. Showbiz Pizza would be one of them. What was one for you, Scott?
Long John Silver's.
I was just going to say Long John Silver's.
We had a Funhouse Pizza in Raytown.
Ooh, that sounds creepy.
I can't remember the last time I ate at Long John's.
There's one down here on Shawnee Mission Parkway because we drove by it the other day and we were talking about it. I said, I have not eaten at a Long John Silver's since I was a child.
Let's go.
I think I will dine there tomorrow for lunch.
Oh, man, those crunchy, crispy...
I was going to say, can you bring me two pieces of fish?
What were the lard pieces? You could literally just order the crispy lard.
Hush puppies?
No, just the little...
The
crispy
stuff that they put underneath
yes.
the fish.
The crispies,
just literally awful fat lard is all that was.
Heart-stopping.
And it was delicious.
Glorious.
Yeah, maybe, Scott, we don't go to Long John's tomorrow.
So I get an email from, I don't know, the Topeka Capital Journal or somebody, this is big news there, that the North Topeka Taco Tico is closing down.
Taco Tico.
The Taco Tico has been a staple of that town for 50 years.
All right, there's another one. Taco John's in Leavenworth.
Yes.
I have not been to a Taco John's since I was a senior in high school. But we would, that was the...
Yet they're still open?
What was the main drag that you guys would drive in Topeka?
Well, back in the day, it was Topeka Boulevard. We called it the Boulevard.
The Boulevard, okay.
One would cruise the Boulevard.
So if you grew up in Olathe, you would cruise the Fay. I'm not kidding.
In Raytown, you'd cruise Noland Road.
Yeah. In Leavenworth, you cruise 4th Street.
4th Street.
So you would start at the Leavenworth Mall down on the south side. And it wasn't really a mall, but it was like, you know, they had Maurice's and Sears and stuff. And you would drive all the way up 4th Street to Taco John's, where, so you didn't get in trouble, you would go in and get some of their, what are the potatoes at Taco John's? What are they called?
Potatoes?
No.
Wait, potatoes at a taco place?
Well, it was like...
like wedges?
Potato ole.
Potato ole, thank you.
What is potato ole?
They're like tater tots.
Yeah, flat tater tots.
Okay.
And but so, in Spanish, so they're tatas.
Yeah. Watch your mouth.
Okay.
So you would grab some potato oles, and then you would hang out in the parking lot, and then you would drive all the way south back down to Leavenworth Mall, and then all the way back up to Taco John's. I have not eaten at a Taco John's in 38 years.
Have you noticed that down on Shawnee Mission Parkway, it isn't just a Long John Silver's?
No, it's an A&W.
It's a hybrid A&W root beer. It's been even longer since I've been to an A&W root beer.
So they've been doing, those two restaurants have been doing that for a very long time.
Okay, where what they does share, one get at the A&W root beer if it's not root beer?
You get a root beer float.
Okay, phenomenal, by the way.
Yes.
But do they have burgers?
Yes. Yes.
I bet I was 5 years old the last time we went to an A&W.
So I'm going, Sam, would you like two pieces of breaded cod tomorrow for lunch?
I would love that.
Oh, man, it's so, and their
and
fries
a side
are
of diarrhea.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, that comes on the front end.
Take out of sleeve, place directly in toilet.
Long John Silver's is good.
It's good. And by the way, I don't think there are any standalone A&Ws left.
I don't think there's a standalone Long John Silver's left.
My point exactly, yeah. They're all combined. Which, by the way, have you ever gone into a Long John Silver's and ordered an A&W burger? Because I have not, and I've never even seen it done.
I would feel guilty.
I don't know that anybody, I don't think I've ever in my lifetime heard, you know, you hear people say, hey, I'm going to run to McDonald's, I'm going to run over to Burger King, whatever, Chipotle. Never in my 54 years on this planet have I heard anybody say, man, I'm jonesing for an A&W burger.
I know it!
Nobody's ever said it.
But they're still in business, so somebody's going.
Or are they basically just riding the coattails
of Long John Silver's?
Of Long John Silver's.
It's probably why they combined, so they can continue to
exist.
Use the brand But that exists.
Frosty root beer with that fried cod.
Ooh. I have not had a root beer float in years. I mean, I literally think it's been 45 years.
I can't remember the last time I had a float.
We shall all go do that this week. Go find your childhood restaurant, whatever it is,
and go eat there. That's going to be LJS. I'll pick some up tomorrow for me and Sam.
I used to walk to Chipotle every day. Does that count?
You used to walk to Chipotle?
Yeah, I was like a grade schooler.
Aw.
Yeah.
And order by yourself?
Oh, yeah, like 7th, 8th grade.
That's not grade school. That's middle school.
Were you trying to get kidnapped?
I was going
to
say.
Well, I went to Catholic school, so it was all one school.
Got it.
Huh. Okay. There was a family down in Texas. They have had boys exclusively for 108 years, this family has. They are expecting their first girl.
We're going to break this down.
This year.
We talked about this out in the newsroom.
Michael Sherman Jr., who is a firefighter.
108 years. They have only had boys.
That is correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. The last time a girl was born into this family was 108 years ago.
Statistically, how does that even happen?
Imagine the guilt of the dad-to-be right now. I'm breaking the streak.
He said he's very proud.
They've got to be thrilled.
He said he's proud. He's honored.
That's what he's telling the news people, and then he goes home and cries.
Scott, how do you...
What is that?
That is a terrible comment.
What is that supposed
how
to mean?
How do you, as a family...
Misogynistic
go back jerk. 108 years without a single girl... Even if you were doing a coin flip,
it's
a statistical anomaly.
So the last girl born into this family was in 1917, Ora Bell Sherman. Old Ora Bell Sherman.
Ora broke the mold, and there wasn't nobody that came after.
Yeah,
we only had one girl in our family on the Weinbaum side.
Really?
Only one dating back... 80, 90 years?
Yeah. I was going to say, I believe this is some sort of record. Is it not, Scott?
It's got to be close.
You would, through the generations of all of the branches of the family tree, to never have a female is almost a statistical impossibility.
It would certainly be an anomaly. Yes. We have a lot of girls in the Parks family.
What if the sonogram got it wrong? Little girl comes out.
Well,
whoops! It's another boy.
Well, if the sonogram got it wrong, he's got bigger problems later in life.
It happens. It happened to my cousin.
I shouldn't say bigger problems.
Really?
My cousin Scott
really
was going to be Carly. The baby's name was Carly. They had the baby room all decked out in little bunnies and pink and Beatrix Potter and all of those things.
Sure.
Carly. Husband's name was Carl, so they were going with Carly. They get and they had multiple sonograms. This is a girl. They very much went home with a baby boy.
Hmm. Was his name Carl then?
The third, and he goes by Trey because he was the third.
They already had a Carl's Jr.?
At what?
Yes. Very funny. Really? Really?
Real entertained by yourself in there, aren't you?
Recognition it deserves. That was great.
At what number do you stop naming the kid after the dad?
Well, I think once it becomes a thing, then it's a thing. And if you don't, then you are breaking the tradition.
See, I was watching a college football game over the weekend. I can't even remember what game it was. It was two teams that I don't even care about. And there was one guy, and on the back of his jersey, let's say his last name was Thomas.
It was like the ninth or something.
It was Thomas the sixth. And I'm like, okay. At some point, you know, and that was his last. I'm just pulling that one out of thin air. But, you know, it was like James Thomas the sixth. And I'm like, that's enough.
We have a fifth in the Stevie family.
Well, we have a third. You.
Well, yeah, and then. We have an actual fifth in the Stevie family.
Do you think this family will name this baby girl Aura?
God, I hope not.
That would be pretty cool.
That's Aura. Sort of a name that isn't... Well, you could spell it A-U-R-A.
I was going to say Aura has a new term.
Hers was spelled O-R-A-H.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were some whopper names back then. Balula.
What was your boy name going to be if you were a boy?
I was going to be... No, I wasn't going to be a boy. I was always going to be a girl, and they were going to name me Cass. but my mom thought people would make fun of me because of the mamas and the papas.
The fat gal from the mamas.
Scott!
What?
She was a larger woman, and my mom thought people would somehow, I don't.
So they knew that you were going to be a girl?
I think so, yeah.
Do they have sonograms back then?
I don't know. They knew.
Huh.
At least he didn't say Biggin this time.
Did you? Yes. Did you have a girl name?
I did have a ready-to-go girl name in case I came out as a female. What was your ready-to-go girl name? Tina. Shut up.
Tina was a man.
I bet you can guess mine.
Eat your food, Tina.
Samantha?
Yeah.
Were you going to be Samantha, Sam?
I would have been Samantha Olivia.
Aww.
My mom was going to play the SOS joke no matter what.
S-O-S.
It's a cry for help to this day.
All right, Tina,
and right
it's
now
time
you're
to go to break.
You're Samuel Oscar, right?
What?
Oliver.
Oliver, that's Oliver, right. Yes. Oliver. Sorry that I don't remember everybody's middle names. It's not like mine. Duke's Mayonnaise.
It's got twang.
It's a yellow lid.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Eric Stone Street got married. He made the announcement today on Instagram, which also happens to be his 54th birthday.
Aww.
Uh-huh. Stone Street reportedly met Lindsay Switzer in June of 2016 at a Big Slick charity event.
She's a pediatric nurse here.
For Children's Mercy. She works at Children's Mercy. You're right. She's a pediatric nurse. They were engaged in 2021. Stone Street is a graduate of Piper High School and Case State. And I played him in football when we were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. That's awesome.
Story here out of Colorado. A family in Colorado is still searching for answers after their 7-month-old baby boy was stolen from his crib 39 years ago.
This is the craziest story.
Christopher Abeda, 7 months old at the time, was last seen in his crib at about 12:30 in the morning on July 15th, 1986. No suspects have ever been identified. The case is cold. Abeda lived, they give an address, it won't mean anything here. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children recently released the age progression photo of what Christopher might look like today.
40 years later, how do they know what somebody's going to look like 40 years later?
They don't. He would be 39 years of age today. He had blue eyes, has blue eyes, light brown hair at the time of his disappearance. Quoting here from his sister, "We're not going to stop looking for him. We're not going to stop seeking answers. We're going to continue to do what we've done for 3 decades.
His sister, by the way, was 15 years old, and she or another sister had just given him a bottle. He was 7 months old, mm-hmm. put him back in his crib, and then the family reported the next morning. They go in to get him, and he's gone. He just gone.
Any signs of a break-in?
She says, I thought it would be minutes, hours. We would get a phone call explaining what had happened. She never thought 4 decades later they would still know only a little more than they did in 1986. No idea.
Let us assume and hope that Christopher Abeda is still alive. Okay? There is only one way.
Yeah.
That they will ever find him.
23andMe.
That's exactly right.
He'll do a DNA test, and at some
He'll
point,
have a sister
someone,
in
someone,
Colorado,
and, yes,
that he didn't know about, and then they will finally find him. But he would have to do a 23andMe.
It's just,
and so would they. So would they.
Does he even know he was taken? I mean, the whole thing is just. Another story says he was taken from his parents' bedroom in the middle of the night. According to the Colorado Bureau of Investigation.
Both of his parents have since passed, by the way. Is there any indication that there was a break-in in the home?
I don't think so. And in fact, the mom, in some of the interviews before her death, said police were very
suspicious,
asked her to do a polygraph, which she took. You know, they didn't take fingerprints in the house. They just kind of thought, okay, where did the baby go?
Why wouldn't they take fingerprints in the house?
I don't know that they took it as seriously as they should have maybe in the very, very beginning, or maybe thought that the family had something to do with it. I don't know. But there's no indication that they did.
Well, but why?
The family woke up. They were gone.
I'm not victim blaming.
Their garage door opener, by the way, was missing. Basement window was open.
Wouldn't you fingerprint the basement window?
You would think so. The home garage door opener was missing, and their basement window was open.
Fingerprint the car from which the garage door opener was missing?
I don't know, Scott.
Maybe the door handle to the parents' bedroom where the baby was taken
from? This was before DNA, you know, before we knew what that was.
It wasn't before fingerprinting.
Also, did you say the baby was in their room?
Yes, but that would not be...
Not totally unheard of,
unheard
Sam.
Of.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. That's very common. But
in a crib in their room.
Were they in there as well?
Sam, I don't know. It's been years.
I don't know.
The bassinet in the parents' bedroom is very common.
In 2019, Colorado police tested and received results from 3 DNA samples from people who came forward believing they might be the missing boy. None of them matched.
It's like Madeline McCann.
Yeah.
Jean-Benet Ramsey?
Yeah.
Well, but she was murdered. I mentioned baby Lisa, but Dana wasn't having that one.
I would not put that in the same category.
Well, yeah.
By the way, the Detroit Free Press with this headline, back to school photos could risk your child's identity. What you need to know. So everybody's taking pictures of their kids with the signs.
Yep.
You know, first day of first grade, first day of eighth grade, whatever. There are some tips of what not to include in your back to school photo.
I know it.
We all take them.
Yeah, but the slates that say the age, your favorite movie, your teacher's name, you're giving out too much stuff.
Make sure that in your photographs there are no school signs, bus stops, or other obvious landmarks visible that would reveal your child's location.
Like, I don't know, the address on your front door,
right,
which was oh so common in those photos.
We always would take our photos on the side of the house where all you see is the side. You can't, or, on the sidewalk or something where nobody, the street signs are not obvious, other people's addresses are not obvious, et cetera. Do not use your child's name or personally identifiable information in your passwords or in the same password for multiple accounts. Yep. Nakia Mills with the Better Business Bureau in Michigan telling the USA Today Network that many people overshare personal details on social media without considering some potential consequences. Quoting here from Ms. Mills, while there isn't necessarily much harm in just sharing a photo of your child online, it is important to be careful about not sharing details that would put sensitive information on your child's safety at risk.
We had someone that we know, Scott, reach out to us. I don't think we told you this, Sam. And there are photos of her 18-year-old daughter online. I mean, girls have Instagram accounts.
Sure.
It came to their attention. I don't know how they searched it or how they figured it out, that someone has screenshotted her daughter's photo, then opened up fake accounts pretending to be her daughter and is catfishing men across the country.
Oh, this is very common.
Her daughter's photo.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Oof. If you've got that look, and by that look, I mean
very pretty,
very attractive.
Very attractive young girl. Yeah. And then you get it, you know, these men get these direct messages. Hi, I just ran across your profile on Facebook. I'm lonely. Would you chat with me?
And then, fall
for
that?
Would you send me $10,000? And yes, they do. Are you kidding me? We had a woman who thought Brad Pitt needed $10,000 for his hospital bed.
I understand.
There was that girl who looked like Elsa from the movie Frozen, and she went from like working at Target to, you know, modeling and all this different
stuff. Yes.
And she was constantly posting on her Instagram, like, this is a fake account. This is not me. And she would get DMs from guys that were threatening to kill her because they finally figured out that they were falling for some scammer, and they were saying it was in some way her fault.
They were mad at her.
See, yeah. On Facebook, I've gotten friend requests from women who are clearly more fake than a $3 bill. Okay?
Yeah.
And...
Oh, you mean a $25 bill?
A $25 bill,
well,
yeah.
That's not thank fake. You, that obviously exists, but go ahead. Shut up, Sam.
And, I mean, all you have to do is, like, click on their profile. They have no posts, no friends.
But they want to be your friend.
I know. They can't wait. You know, sending love from Serbia. Okay. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Is this the new post-sex nachos?
It is. Dropped last
really
Friday.
Like this. Man.
Supergirl.
Supergirl is the name of this one.
Yep.
These guys are so good, man.
Do you know a friend of mine that I cannot mention on the air is working with one of my favorite bands right now, 49 Winchester, in work capacity. And I mentioned to this person today that, you know, if they wanted to sign something for me, I wouldn't say no. Because I love all of their songs so much. And they said to me, no, I don't do that when I'm working. And I replied, if they could just hear me sing some of their songs, I think they would be overcome with joy and they would
and
want...
ban you from all future concerts.
Oh, they already heard it. At knucklehead.
They've heard it.
They just
Why
released...
Why don't you get them on the air?
We'll try. They just released their upcoming schedule because they've been overseas for a while. They are making stops in, of all places, Hayes, Kansas.
Well, that's because they have a song called Hayes, Kansas.
Hit song, Hayes, Kansas. And they are also stopping in Wichita. Kansas City was not on the list. Bah.
Really?
I don't know why. They sold out two nights here.
Huh. I'm looking up their tour right now. Oh, yeah, they were in the UK and Belgium and Holland and Germany.
They were all over.
Wow. Sam, you have our ADD word of the day, I believe.
I do. Which, by the way, we had a caller yesterday who called in to argue that I had mispronounced riposte. Sorry, riposte.
Riposte.
He said it was pronounced riposte.
It is not.
Put it in the pronouncer.
The pronouncer, I already checked, says riposte.
Riposte.
Do we remember what riposte means?
No.
Okay. Today's word.
Yeah, it's not working.
New word.
I'm actually using these words in everyday life. My client this morning, it was raining. He's like, man, I love that smell. And guess what I said?
Oh.
That smell.
That smells is, like the word of the week last week.
No, it was 2 weeks ago. It's the
starts with a P.
The smell that you get when rain hits the ground and it hasn't rained in a long time.
It is.
Perfectly fabulous.
Petrichor.
Petrichor. Yeah.
Course.
Okay.
Today's word.
Uh-huh.
You've all heard it, but do you know what it means?
Mm-hmm.
Hootenanny.
Yes, a hootenanny.
Yes.
What is a
hootenanny? It's like a jubilee, jamboree,
ooh,
and a bunch of people come together,
oh,
and it's a good old...
Like a party.
Hootenanny.
We're gonna throw a hootenanny tonight.
Is there anything specific at the hootenanny?
Joy,
banjos.
Sam, I would say joy,
ooh,
and banjos.
Scott, you're close.
Music.
Bluegrass music.
It is a informal gathering with folk music and dancing.
A hootenanny.
A hootenanny. Dang it, you guys knew that one.
Could we please make that one of Brian Busby's words that he has to get into one of his forecasts?
Yes, I love that idea, by the way.
We have not done that in a while, and hootenanny is a good old-timey word, and I bet you he would do it.
Siri, send a text to Brian Busby.
Yep. It needs to happen, people.
Hello, friend, period. Do you have time to call in real quick? Question mark. We have a buzzword of the day for you for tonight, if that's possible. I love you.
I did an audio message the other day, and I included punctuation to my son. I said, hi, sweetheart, I miss you, period. How are you doing, question mark? I spoke the punctuation.
You weren't doing talk to text.
No,
you were doing-
no, I did an audio message.
What's wrong with that?
Spoken punctuation. And then I realized I was speaking the punctuation, and I laughed so hard I could not breathe.
I thought you were supposed to do that.
No, it went through as an audio message. Like, I'm sending you a voice message. I'm like, hey, Scott, how are you? Question mark.
Right.
I got it. Comma, coming up.
Fail.
Period.
All right, so your guys are in town. They're going to be in Springfield, Missouri in early February.
Yep.
Then Hayes on February 13th.
I think singing Hayes, Kansas in Hayes, Kansas would be pretty cool.
Wichita on February 14th.
Comma.
Ooh, that's Valentine's Day. Ooh. What day of the week is Valentine's Day this year?
Oh, he's at a conference in Alabama.
Is it a hootenanny?
It's going to be. Jennifer Naramore is there too. What day is Valentine's Day next year?
Yes. Please tell me it's a weekend because we'll totally go see them again. Oh, they're so good.
I will tell you.
And
in just a
you know what, Sam? I have a new favorite and it's clean. Oh, yeah. It's from
Cruz Douglas.
February 14th, 2026, Dana Wright.
Okay.
Which is when they will play in Wichita.
Okay.
Falls on a Saturday.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Okay. Look this up really quick, Sam. You know how sometimes you start listening to a band and then you work backward into the catalog. You know, you start with their new stuff and then you start thinking, oh my gosh, there's a lot of old stuff that's really, really good too. They have an older song. Oh, where is it? It's so good. Anyway.
It was so good it didn't get committed to memory.
No, I don't want to tell you the wrong one because I have so many of them that I love.
Damn Darlin'?
No, I love Damn Darlin'.
All I Need?
No. Hang on a second. It's right here. Okay.
Annabelle?
It is called...
That's a great song.
It is.
It is called...
Everlasting Lovers?
God, I love that song too. Foolhearted.
Foolhearted.
I promise you it is clean. It goes way back, Sam. Way back.
Okay, I will listen to it over the break and we'll bring it
it's
back.
It's pianos and banjos and harmonicas. You know what it is? Mm-hmm. It's a hootenanny.
You also told me that one of their other songs was clean, and the S word was like the fifth word.
Well.
And it was not clean.
So. I'm looking at the lyrics right now. At the moment, I don't see
there
anything.
There is no, I sing it at the top of my lungs all the time. I just couldn't remember the name of the song because I love them all.
You at 450.
Okay.
Fine.
I'm going to bring you something else new right now. I am going to give some love to a business that I had never heard of, nor did I know existed until 5 minutes ago. Okay. You know our good friend Liz, good friend of the program, okay? She writes, and I quote,
I do.
Friends, call me crazy, but does anyone else worry about all the plastic laundry bottles we throw away? Most of them can't be recycled due to chemicals and soap. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you look at these huge, whether you use Tide or Gain or even the fancy lavender-infused ones that you don't use that much of, like Zum. Those are still gigantic plastic bottles. And how many do you think you go through a year? Eight?
Eight?
I'm asking.
I do laundry every day.
So a lot.
I probably go through a big thing of Tide once every 2 weeks.
So of all the things that we...
Maybe once every 3.
Yeah, he's worried about laundry. Of all the things that we waste when it comes to plastic... Is that not one of the worst offenders for all of us? You know, yes, plastic water bottles, if you're buying water bottles and tossing them, they wrap around the globe 12 times or something.
I'm a water bottle reuser.
Gotta get that reusable bottle.
But you can't reuse, and you sometimes can't recycle because of the chemicals. You can't recycle the gigantic jugs that we get our laundry detergent in.
You know what we used to do with those jugs, right?
What?
Put them in a shipping container and sell them to China or Vietnam.
They don't want our trash anymore. Yep. So listen to this. She just said, and I looked it up.
Vietnam said no.
I have been going to this cute little place at 75th and Warnell, Sam, in Waldo, for a while now. You bring in an empty plastic bottle. She has all kinds of dish or laundry detergent, free and clear of all kinds of chemicals and all of those things. And you just refill your plastic bottle. She weighs it. You go home. It is a small local business. It is a great way to reuse your bottles.
The refill station.
I just looked it up. Yeah. Scott, it is called Soap the Refill Station.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. I will never, ever buy another jug of laundry detergent again. I am making that pledge right now.
And this is in Brookside?
75th and Warnell. It's in the heart of Waldo.
Soap the Refill Station.
Yep.
The Refill Station.
Capital SOAP.
Have you driven by it 100 times, Sam?
Oh, I knew it was there, yeah.
Did you know that's what it was for?
Huh?
You're lying.
No, I knew exactly what it was for.
So now do you use it?
Well, no. I bought a jug of Arm & Hammer?
Arm & Hammer?
Yeah. I bought a jug of that stuff like a year and a half ago, and I'm still on the same jug.
How? What?
How much detergent are you guys using?
I do a load of laundry every day.
Are you filling it up to the 3 or the 1?
Uh-huh.
Well, there is a little thing that you're supposed to... Listen to this. Welcome to soap. We are a refill soap shop.
I love this idea.
Everything is sold by the ounce by weight. Our goal is to reduce single-use plastic waste in our landfills and in our waterways. You can bring in your own container, grab one of our free ones from the donation bin, or buy a brand new one, and then bring it back and refill it.
Would you care to guess how many plastic water bottles Americans throw away in a single calendar year?
I don't
year.
Want to know.
This
it's
is just
so bad.
This is only
per person.
No, the total number of plastic water bottles Americans will throw away on any given calendar year. And keep in mind, we only make up 330 million people of an 8 billion person planet.
They also have candles.
Okay, squirrel, focus. How many water bottles do Americans throw away every single year?
I don't want to know. It's millions and I don't want to know.
It's not millions.
Please don't tell me it's billions.
Oh, it most certainly is billions.
Ugh, this is why our fish are dying.
It's 35 to 50 billion water bottles.
A year.
Water bottles.
And that's worldwide, though, right?
And no, then on no, top of that.
This is Americans.
Wait, oh, on top of boy. That, we're all buying these $70 Stanley or Yeti water.
Which is also dumb. You don't need one that's $70.
Containers.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there is a Suds Refillery, Dana, in Shawnee.
Well, I choose. I could. I could. But I'm going to shout this out because my friend Liz said, let's go.
All right.
I'm looking at the website right now.
What did you say the one in Shawnee was?
That's called Suds Refillery. Same concept.
They will also take your used shoes and used denim.
Suds is on 60th and Neiman.
Well, I know what I'm going to do this.
If you are buying a jug of laundry detergent once every 2 weeks, which, dude, the fact that your washing machine still works blows my mind. You're way overusing that soap. You should be doing this.
All right, maybe it's once every 3 weeks. I don't know.
They have dry shampoo.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
I love this.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from NBC News. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill is denying that he ever lashed out violently against his estranged wife, with the player's lawyers on Tuesday, today, calling the allegations unsubstantiated, untrue, and nothing more than a shakedown. Keita Vaccaro, who was married to Hill for about 1.5 years, is making serious domestic violence allegations against the Dolphins star in a divorce filing obtained by TMZ. Says Tyreek Hill's lawyer, Julius Collins, the new allegations that Ms. Vaccaro and her counsel have decided to allege are all unsubstantiated, untrue, and an attempt to generate bad media coverage for Mr. Hill and therefore extort a large settlement offer from Mr. Hill.
Okay, from football to golf, they have released Team USA's Ryder Cup shirts. Again, Team USA's Ryder Cup shirts. Have you seen it, Sam?
I'm so excited.
I have not.
Well, it seems to feature Rory McIlroy's silhouette.
Isn't he Irish?
He is.
That is accurate, Scott. He would actually be our opponent in the Ryder Cup. And on Team USA's official Ryder Cup logo this year, it appears to very clearly feature a silhouette of Rory McIlroy.
Who is not an American.
No, he's the Irish kind. We love him, but he's not on Team USA. When asked about it, He laughed out loud, said he thought it resembled a little more like Adam Scott, but did admit the likeness is uncanny.
Wow.
Adam Scott also not Team USA.
Jinx. Wow. Back to Hill for a second. Mm-hmm. This would be the second time that he's been caught up in this. Or is there a chance they're telling the truth?
Sam, I have no idea. Honestly, I have no idea.
Because we had the same issue here. Everybody remembers it.
Mm-hmm.
The three-year-old, was it a broken arm? I can't remember.
No.
It's been so long, I don't remember.
Bruised or something.
Yeah, there were allegations that he had over-disciplined one of his kids.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which, by the way, how many kids does Tyreek Hill now have?
I think we're up to 11.
11?
Maybe I'm speaking out of turn. 12. Nope. Sorry. It's one short. 12 kids.
Didn't he have like two kids just this year?
With different moms.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yes. They weren't twins.
No charges were filed in that case in 2019, by the way.
Correct.
No, but it got,
remember
it
she,
got hairy here.
Remember
in town.
She recorded him?
Yes.
God, how did I forget about that?
Well, they said it was a partial recording and that it didn't really show the real context.
And there were some comments that could be construed as racially inappropriate, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, they were making the same argument that we needed to kick him off the Chiefs, similar to what happened with Kareem Hunt, who's
back with the Chiefs. Well, and ESPN, I was watching SportsCenter this morning, and some of the NFL analysts were saying the Chiefs need to trade for Tyreek Hill yesterday.
Oh, I've seen that argument.
And bring him back.
Yeah.
But after all the things he said about Patrick Mahomes?
Not good.
That Tua was better? Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. Here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.